This is KUT. Despite the results of this year's elections, there are still Republicans who say the party needs to appeal to a more diverse group of voters if they want to win the White House in the future. Specifically, they say the party needs to attract Hispanic voters. And the case study some Republicans are pointing to when they make this argument is solidly red Texas. KUT's Ashley Lopez explains.
Right after President Obama was reelected in 2012, Republicans began taking stock. The lesson then-RNC chair Reince Priebus learned was that the GOP needed to become more inclusive. Priebus appeared on MSNBC's Morning Joe during that time. The show's host, Joe Scarborough, asked him about members of the party who had issues with this strategy.
How do we take control as a party and make sure that those voices are the voices of the minority, and we embrace a bigger tent?
Well, you've got to make Reagan's 80-20 rule cool again, that we're not going to grow our party by division and subtraction.
Cut to 2016, the right flank of the GOP and mostly white voters propelled President-elect Donald Trump to the White House. Priebus was hired to become Trump's chief of staff. To many people who still feel the GOP needs to be more inclusive, this election has brought up a lot of concerns.
I think the wrong lesson to learn from this election is that the Republican Party can rely on an overwhelmingly white electorate to win future national elections.
That's Brendan Steinhauser, a Republican consultant in Texas. Steinhauser has helped Republicans like Senator John Cornyn win statewide elections. And part of his strategy has always been that big tent strategy. That is, keep the party relevant. Don't exclude and vilify minority voters. Steinhauser says, yes, Trump won by doing the opposite. But he says this will eventually stop working.
I think that this election in 2016 on a national level was probably the last election where Republicans could rely on overwhelmingly white voters to win a national election.
There's evidence that this is already a problem for the GOP. And that evidence is Texas. Artemio Muniz, the president of the Federation of Hispanic Republicans, says not only did Trump get 1.2 million fewer votes this year in Texas compared to Mitt Romney in 2012, but things changed on a local level too.
We lost Harris County, which is Houston. We went from losing by about 600 votes in 2012 during the Obama wave to now losing by 160,000 votes. We saw an increase of 34% amongst the Hispanic vote.
Muniz says big urban centers in Texas are the warning shot. The problem, he says, is that GOP leaders are still riding high on their big national wins this month.
But I'm looking at the future. I'm looking at 2020 as the year that the Hispanic community is becoming the plurality in Texas.
Muniz says this trend could continue not just in Texas, but in Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona, too. And he says down the road, that will keep the White House out of reach for Republicans for a long time. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.